Hey everyone, welcome to episode 100. We finally did it. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. I hope you enjoy. This is the first time since quarantine all the boys have been together. Let's go.
By the end of this.
You know what, Nick? I have hit record, and hopefully I caught that blooper reel because...
No, you didn't. I said it before.
We should just record, post our shows based on the nonsense you guys spew before I hit the record button. But in any case...
You said you guys as if you're not a active participant in the nonsense.
I sit here and mind my own business and wait for you guys to finish bickering like you're a married couple who've been in a relationship for 25 years.
Just start the intro.
Oh my goodness, this is episode 107 of the Top Shelf Podcast, and I have the distinct honor of being joined by every single member this week. It's just awesome how when our schedules work out this way, it's great. I'll start from my top left. I'm looking at Josh G. How are you, buddy?
Hello, folks.
My bottom left, Nicholas Bennett.
Here.
And my bottom, right underneath me, Jose Pena.
What up?
So today, this is episode 107. Oh, I'm Lenny Martins, by the way. Episode 107, we're going to talk about how trust is the biggest factor in a relationship, whether you're married or dating or whatever the case may be. And we've all experienced some trust issues or cause our significant others to not trust us, which is okay. more so me than anyone else I'm looking at. But for you, for Josh and Jose, who have been married for a significant amount of time, and then Nicholas and I, who are currently just living our best lives. And quite honestly, Nick, I don't know your relationship status right now because we haven't talked about it in a few weeks.
Living my best life, buddy.
Living your best life. That's all we can do. And this is always from the years and years and years of experience, this has always been the number one factor that I see that makes or breaks relationships, and I know everyone's going to agree with me, is trust. If you don't trust your partner, you ain't got nothing. I'd like to start off with one of the two married guys to talk about. Josh. Jose pulls the trigger. Boom. I guess we'll start with Josh since you were just voted. Josh, let's talk about the importance of trust between you and Crystal. And obviously I'm close with both of you.
Yeah.
But let's go with your relationship first.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to speak specifically to trust in my relationship. I can talk just about, you know, what I think of trust in general. But I mean, we've had our ups and downs in our relationships, you know, and times when we didn't trust each other. And I mean, let me tell you, I think that anytime you don't trust somebody, it's usually because of things that you yourself know are your own shortcomings. Mm-hmm. So I've been saying for a while now that the universe is a mirror. So whatever you put out there, you receive back. So the thoughts that you think are the things that come to you, and the things that you do to others are the things that come back on you. So usually if you are, and I can say this in my own personal experience, if I'm mistrusting somebody or not trusting somebody, whether it's a friend or a family member, it happened to be my wife, or it's because of things that I'm thinking myself.
Almost like a guilty conscience.
Yeah. We always project those things onto somebody else, you know? So when you think, when somebody says, you know, I think she's talking to other guys or she's looking at other guys' profiles or whatever, it's like, well, maybe that's because you're doing those things. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most obvious. The reasons why we don't trust other people is because we see those same things in ourselves. And we feel like maybe somehow we hold them in and we don't let them out. We don't let our demons out to play. But we think that other people are, or we're also letting them out and we're, you know, we're not being trustworthy. And then we think that our significant others doing the same thing. Most cheaters are being cheated on too, right? Like, isn't that just kind of the way it works? Like, it's, you realize that your significant other is doing the same stuff.
I don't really know if that's a proven fact. I think that might just be a mental stipulation. Like,
yeah,
the same thing, kind of like that guilty conscience feeling that you assume that, you know, oh, I'm out here doing my dirt. You justify it as, oh, they're probably doing their dirt too.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating. Obviously, I don't know if there's a study been done, but it's
kind of... I'm sure there has at some point.
Well, the crack team of top shelf scientists, they'll be working on that one.
I will tell you this, Lenny, since you did say you wanted to talk about trust in the relationship between Crystal and I, we've been married going on 10 years a week from yesterday. You know, I can tell you that our relationship has always
happy
been
anniversary. Better.
Happy belated anniversary.
Yeah. No, it'll be 10 years in 6 days. Okay. So it's not belated at all. But the times that we have really grown in our relationship is when we have just trusted each other. That's when we've been like real deep trust, like not even, you know, take off for a few days, do your own thing. Like not that you can't be so deeply tied to somebody else that you can't be your own person. So go do your own thing. Go to Nashville. I go to Key West. Like you have to be able to do your own thing and deeply trust that your significant other has your best interest at heart. They're not out there. They just want to be there. They're out there doing their own thing, having fun. And it doesn't have anything to do with you. They have their own separate life that is better for having you in it. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody belongs to you, period. And it's very clear that Crystal and I, our lives are better together. But we have our own full lives on our own, and she doesn't belong to me, you know, but my life is better when she's in it, but she's not mine, right? So I have to be able to be happy on my own, just like I have to allow her to be happy on her own. And then only then and only then can we make each other better.
Let me ask you a question. It all has to do, your opinion, it all has to do with communication, right? If you see a problem, if you have a worry in your head or, you know, I'm just throwing this out there hypothetically. She comes home really late one night, you know, and it's all about communication. Hey, babe, stay out as long as you want with your friends. You just like to know where you're going to be at. Yeah. You know, it's not about you're worried that she's doing something wrong. It's worry about what if something happens? I at least want to know where you are. Or, you know, if I have to cook the kids dinner or whatever.
I think that is important.
Am I masturbating instead of having sex with you tonight?
Yeah, right. Well, I think it is important to communicate up front and have open lines of communication. But at the same time, I think it's necessary also to just be able to be quiet and know that the other person's not up to anything negative.
Right.
Right. Like, I want to know that you're okay for sure. But I don't think you don't need to check in with me all the time. Like I trust you. That's again, that's trust.
Yeah.
I trust that you're a grown woman or man that is going to do your own thing and that you will make good decisions along the way. You've made good decisions to this point to put us at the point where we are in our life, living in abundance and having a happy, healthy family. Like we don't need, like, why would I not trust you?
Right.
You know, and trust is earned. We talked about this in the last episode, you know, when we talked about losing respect.
Yeah.
Trust is earned. I'm not just going to trust you because I've been dating you for a few months. You know, trust is earned. Like you need to show me repeated patterns of behavior that I can believe in before I trust you. Why would I trust you?
Can I ask a question?
You can ask me anything.
Why is it not the other way around? Why do we not have trust in the person until they do something to lose your trust?
That's a good point.
This is playing devil's advocate.
I think that's a coping mechanism for most people, right? Because they've been hurt before by somebody else.
This is your past experiences are coming
through. Right, exactly. Everybody's got past experiences.
Right.
So we just assume that this new person that we're getting involved with is going to treat us the same way. They're going to make the same mistakes that somebody else made.
So typically that just shows...
Nick, that's fantastic that you bring that up because wouldn't it be great if all humans just trusted each other until given a reason otherwise, but it's usually the other way around.
But typically all I'm really hearing is that, you know, typically entering into a new situation, if that's how you go into a new situation, that means that you haven't dealt with or handled your past trauma. which you're now going to inflict on someone else, which is obviously very unhealthy. And again, I'm playing devil's advocate on both sides here, because I can testify to both sides of the spectrum. But, you know, I do believe that you're kind of better suited. I think it's more feasible for you to have trust in a person until, like, you start with 100 and then they kind of lose points until they get that failing grade and you walk away from the situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they can obviously build on it and continue to build on it, but I just feel like they automatically, because otherwise, why would you even entertain that situation?
Yep. I think that's a fantastic way to.
Let me drop down, Jose. Do you think that going into now, obviously, you haven't been in a relationship in a very long time because you've been married.
He hasn't
so
been in a new relationship.
But
choose your words wisely.
So starting, let's say you're going on a, you're starting a new relationship with someone, and you already have those feelings, you know, of, you know, you don't know this, but you think that everyone at this point is just untrustworthy. It's already putting you in a hole. You're already starting in a negative in your new relationships, and you're pretty much bound to fail because you're not giving it a fighting chance right from the beginning. This person may have not even done anything yet, and you're already digging a hole for your relationship because you just think, Susie Q back in the day cheated on me, or she was untrustworthy. This chick's probably the same way. What do you think, bud?
So my big thing is, you know, we're all adults, and I've said it before on this, podcast. Most of us are adults. Okay. Most of us date adults. Mm. not looking upward at all. but, you know, communication, like Josh said, is key. You guys have to talk in your relationships, or whether it's, you know, 1 year, 6 months, 15 years, whatever it is, you have to talk. And listen, three of you have worked with me, or two of you have worked with me, Josh not, but I'm sure you've heard stories. I wear my heart on my sleeve, so there may be sometimes I lose my cool. And maybe the later episode on this week, you'll see me lose my cool too. But, you know, when I was younger, I just fucking spout off and just get pissed off and yell and scream and walk away and not really be a good communicator. And when I started with Nick at our restaurant together, we both yelled and screamed at each other. We both walked out the office in the wrong.
I would never.
We each left the office separate ways, and we didn't talk for probably a good, 1 to 2 months until
I was in the dining room, and you knew what you did to piss me off.
And then we didn't talk for a couple months as chef and GM. And then we went to a conference, and they made us do this stupid thing. And then it, brought
it's
us,
not
brought
stupid. Our it, exactly. It was our. It was the counseling and therapy we needed.
Right, you can call it what you wanted. Okay, call it what you want. Anyway, it worked out, but again, someone needed to break the chain of command, and we needed to start talking. And we weren't talking. We were literally in the same office, 6 inches apart sometimes, and not speaking to each other. And you know, just like in your relationships outside of work, you have to talk. You have to communicate and tell somebody else what you're thinking, or what you're feeling, or what you're missing, or whatever it is. And if you don't, you have to learn from your mistakes on the next one and try not to fuck it up, because you could turn the right person down and turn the right person away for being such a hard head and not being upfront and honest about your past and what you've done and what somebody has done to you. So if you feel scarred and you're nervous about the next one, then you need to tell the next person, hey, listen, this happened to me my last one, and I don't want it to happen again. So if you're going to be doing this BS, it's time to go.
Yeah, but at that point, go ahead, Nick, what are you going to say?
No, go ahead, because I feel like you might be saying what I'm
about to say. No, well, here's this. I've dealt with this one time where I sat down with the young woman. Now, disclaimer, I'm usually the one who screws up relationships, right? But I sat down this one time with this young woman, and I have, you know, my typical conversation during like first or second dates is, hey, listen, I test them. I say, I don't like cheaters, right? If you don't want to be with me, if I'm not doing things sexually to you that, you know, you don't approve of, just end it with me and move on, go do your thing.
Why does it have to be sexual?
Hold on. I don't like cheaters. If they turn around and say to me, oh, don't worry, I'm not a cheater, my first instinct is they're a cheater. Liars say they aren't liars.
What?
1,000%.
That's trauma, Lenny.
Lenny's got some deep rooted issues here.
That is past trauma. Listen, we gonna unpack this, baby. That is your past trauma. Like, what if they've never cheated on someone?
Maybe they haven't.
I heard it.
But what I said to Jose was, going into a relationship already with that negative connotation, like, you're digging yourself a hole right from the jump. And that's what I typically do. But it's always a question I ask right in the beginning. And if they say, oh, I'm not a cheater.
It's Lenny's fine print in the relationship.
So the only way that they get to a second date with you is if they come out and say, yeah, I've cheated.
Well, I want them to be honest with me.
You're not giving them a chance.
Telling you that they haven't cheated. You already said that they're lying. Everyone's cheated.
Yeah, okay, great. But your answer could be different because when you say...
Oh, so they didn't word it correctly. They didn't word it correctly. Everyone listening, please find a more eloquent way if you've never cheated and you are on a first date with Lenny Martins to tell him or express him. Maybe you just bring out your whole facts. Maybe you document every relationship that you've ever been in so that he knows you've never cheated on anyone. That's ludicrous, baby. You got to work on
Lenny your carry his whole. Does Lenny carry his whole facts in his back pocket?
It doesn't fit in his wallet.
It's on a thumb drive?
Don't worry. I'm not just going to take shots at you. I told my cousin the other day that I was trying to erase my whole facts so I could start afresh. And he was like, I don't think there's enough white out in the world. And I was like, wow, that is painful. Wow. That is painful. But it's okay. I know. Listen, I understand, again, like I said earlier, that I understand both sides of the spectrum.
Wait, Nick. Hopefully you answer this question because I know you like spiciness. Have you cheated in the past?
Yes, I have.
Now
I'm not saying it like I'm proud of it, but right. I know that I have to be honest, otherwise Lenny won't take me back on a date.
The guilt, did it ruin your relationship?
Long term, yes.
Right.
But I will say, and I'm gonna touch on a lot of different things that we kind of talked about so far. Mm-hmm. I will say that part of me did look at my significant other and believe that she was untrustworthy because I knew that either I was being untrustworthy at the time or even after I had repented and we were trying to work things out and whatnot. I knew what I had done and I felt like maybe somewhere in the back of my mind and heart, it would have been justified had she gone out and done her own thing or done things, you know, untrustworthy back to me because that's what I deserved.
Right.
Which I don't think anyone deserves it. If it's really to the point where you can't trust a person and get past it and work past it and whatnot, just walk away from the situation, walk away from the relationship. That's my advice on that. Because all you're going to do is hurt that person and then you're going to prolong the cycle of hurt because it's only going to come back to you. You know what I mean? So yeah, I kind of felt like, you know, I did wrong. So she's probably doing me wrong because I did wrong or I did wrong and I'm probably still not acting right. So I can't really blame her if she's doing wrong. But I really don't trust her. So that's where that mental battle we had kind of touched on kind of comes in. But then the whole, like, bringing it into the next relationship, it's weird because, like, I'm a trustworthy, non-trusting person. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, or a trusting, non-trusting person. So, again, I'll trust you, but at an arm's distance. Like, if you don't show me anything to make me not trust you, you've already gained a good amount of trust. Otherwise, I wouldn't be dealing with you. I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't be entertaining you, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of enter into any kind of new situation. You've already gained a good amount of trust, or at least start with a fresh slate. I don't look at you and be like, nah, I don't trust you. But, you know, maybe some of my past traumas or I see certain things that kind of resemble certain situations that make me look at it like, I've been in this situation or something similar before. It makes me kind of question. And I guess those questions kind of then take away from the trust. But I do think, you know, touching on what Josh said, a big part of it is that, you know, I think when we look at people and if they haven't done anything outwardly to lose our trust, if we don't have trust in them, it's probably one, like I said, you're still dealing with your past traumas and now you're taking it on someone else. Recipe for disaster. Or you know that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, or you're giving yourself enough reason to, I guess, question yourself in the relationship or the situation, so then you kind of project that onto that person. Whether it may be true or not, because I do also agree with Josh. I do believe more times than not, if one person in the situation is cheating and they're not very good at it, or doing things that are untrustworthy and they're not very good at it, the only reason the other person in that situation is staying is because they're probably doing something not too trustworthy either. And that doesn't mean they have to be cheating. They could be entertaining conversations. They could be entertaining different, you know, they could be flirting. No, they can just be entertaining certain types of energy. Also, whatever it is to kind of get them through.
They can be doing drugs, gambling problems. There's a lot of
There's more than just
– right.
Right. There's more than just cheating. Like, exactly. There's so many other things that you need to trust somebody with than just, you know, physical adoration of another person, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Finance is always a big problem in
relationships. Right. Exactly. There's so many levels of trust. There's so many things that you need to trust somebody on to be in a real deep relationship. I'm not just talking about dating, you know?
Right. Jose, what were you going to say, buddy?
What about you?
What about me?
Have you ever?
He doesn't trust anybody.
Has he cheated? Is I think what Jose was going.
What do you say, Lenny?
What if I was listen? I'm assuming you have. I don't know if you have or if you haven't.
I have. Of course, I have.
Okay. Jose? So then,
Jose, of course.
Why? What do you mean?
Ooh, why?
What do I have to hide?
I feel like the why might be a whole another topic.
Why do I? You know, I have nothing to hide. I mean, full disclosure here. Like, it is what
right,
it is.
Right. So full disclosure. The one time that you did, why did you do it?
Listen, I will state this, that I don't like the – obviously the feeling at the moment is fine. The next morning sucks.
Is the looking next morning? The fucking 30 seconds after.
Right. Looking your person in the face sucks. You know, the whole fact that you go into a restaurant, you got to look around the restaurant and see if who's there, whatever, that sucks. I will say – I have no desire, especially, you know, pushing 40, but I look better than Josh at 40. I have no desire to ever do it again. Like, it's a mental fuck on you, and I don't want to do it again. And I don't think anyone deserves that at this point. But I have done it. Of course I've done it, and not my proudest moments, but what are you going to do? You know, there's a lot of factors that came into play. You work with someone for, you know, 60 hours a week, 5 days a week. You know, you become close to that person, think you go out to have drinks after work or whatever, and things happen. Like, you don't know. Like, life is life. You can't predict it sometimes. That's why the universe is the universe. But I don't like doing it, and I vow to myself I won't do it again, because the next relationship I get into, hopefully, is a long-lasting one. How about that?
I respect your growth, brother.
Yeah. You know, wow. Hey, listen, catch me a few years ago.
Listen, baby.
COVID has changed you.
We're all in a different. We're all different people than we were in our past.
Right.
I like to say that my past doesn't define me.
Nope.
And I'm trying to make myself a bigger and better version of myself every day. So, I know that I've done wrong and I've hurt people that I've cared about that have cared about me. And you hope that you learn from that. And like I said, I don't want to bring my past traumas, whether it be things that I've done or things that have been done to me, into another situation, because I don't know if, well, trust is probably like one or 1A in my opinion to successful relationships, but you know what I mean? Once that trust is gone, do you feel like, and a question for the panel, do you guys feel like it's possible to regain trust?
Yes.
100%.
You don't think
well, I can't. I mean, it all depends. It's all dependent on every situation's different, you know, and it depends on how deep your trust was to begin with and how badly it was broken. And how badly does that person want to regain your trust? And what do they prove to you? What I mean, and trust is not regained in a day, depending, like, if somebody really cheated on you or really broke your trust even worse than that, there's ways to hurt somebody deeper than that.
Yeah.
But you're going to, I mean, every situation is different. That's all I can say. Crystal and I have had periods of where our trust had been broken and it's been regained.
Mm-hmm. So that's
flat, you kind flat of out, like really lost trust regained, but on both ends. I lost her trust because I became addicted to drugs that I didn't tell her about, right. And she lost my trust in other ways. And in both times, it's been regained. Every relationship is different. Every misguided decision that causes trust to be broken is different. And every person's character is different. You have to believe that person learned from that and has grown from that in order to be able to regain trust.
Josh, you think this is like a little sediment of resentment that lingers, or
nope,
you couldn't care less?
Nope. Not at all.
I don't think
she holds on to any resentment towards me for the fuck ups that I've had with, in my life.
No, because she's seen you go through your good, bad, ugly, and very ugly, and then come back to who you are today. She's been through every step of the way with you.
Right. I think she probably trusts me.
The best apology is change behavior.
Right. So no, exactly, Jose. That's exactly right.
Nope, I'm Nick. But
he's Nick.
Okay. Jose's not that smart.
Nick, I'm sorry. You're exactly right.
I just want to make sure you were paying attention. Because you have
your pot shots?
You're very quiet tonight.
Oh, Jose's going to be the star of the
next. Trying to keep my cool.
Okay, what did I do to gain your trust?
What did you do to gain my trust?
Yeah.
In
the beginning.
In the beginning, you didn't trust me.
I didn't. Again, I was going to touch on that. Let's stay on key here. I said, what did I do to gain your trust? Because I was spending more time with you than you were with your wife. So obviously, you had to trust me. So what did I do to gain your trust?
I am a believer of you, like with you, it's you have 100% my trust until you don't have it anymore or until you do something to F it all up. So, as much as you and I didn't talk much in, Lenny's restaurant when we got together, it was more like
we barely talked. Time.
Towards the end, we did when we knew you were leaving.
Friggin' delusional. Like
I am losing my memory. I'm getting old. I'm 42. I'm old now. So, but yeah, it's 100%. You know what I mean? Until shit happens, and then you dwindle it away, and then it's F off at that point. But
Lenny, do you want to tell Jose why you didn't?
But we communicated a lot. We communicated a lot. That was a big thing. Even with Lenny, like we always, the big thing is talking, man. You got to just talk and talk and talk and work it out and over communicate when shit's not going right.
Whether you like what the words coming out of their mouth or not.
Right. It's all truthful. So it's all factual mostly. And as long as people are being upfront, you got to talk it out and figure it out.
Well, besides our jokes, I don't think any of us are telling anyone else anything that wouldn't make them better or to help them. Right. Mm-hmm. You guys wouldn't be like, oh, Len, you got to stop doing this if it wasn't for my betterment or.
It's not like you ever listened, but we'd tell you.
No, hell no. All right, let's wrap this up. We got another show to record. Jose Pena, he's at Jigaman 3131.
Yes, sir.
Josh G1226.
Absolutely. I want to close and just say that the better way to go through life is trusting people, like Nick said. Mm-hmm. I really said trust is earned, and I still believe that. Certain levels of trust are earned by repeated behavior.
Definitely.
But
at least start off with a good base and allow them to maintain.
Right. The right way, the best way to live and the best way to just feel good about things is to trust people. And when they fuck you over, okay, you move on and you don't need those people in your life. But don't be so closed off to people and don't trust people that you're just going to continue to be miserable in life. Nick taught me something on this episode. I love it.
Well, thank you. That's what I aims to do.
Nick, you're Big Nick Da Chef. That's D-A. Why?
Because.
And these are Instagram tags. And, of course, we are Be The Top Shelf on Instagram and Facebook. TikTok and all the crap. We're not posting much on there. But thanks, guys. I appreciate you joining us. Hopefully everyone took something from this. And we'll catch you later.
Yeah.
Oh, stop button.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.